Don't be fearful. He understood, he detected that it was out of a certain concern, like the pasuk related before, that there was a concern for their welfare, but that they were afraid what was going to happen to them now that Yaakov was nifta. This is Al Tido, Favos, Ki Asachas Elokim Ani. So the Rashi, Asachas Elokim Hashem Abim Koyme Ani, Bit Miya. Says, even if I wanted to do anything wrong to you, could I then do it? Ima Yisi Reutze, Lahad Avachem, Klum Ani Yochar, and then the pasuk continues. Pasuk Kof. Atem chashavtem alai ro, Elokim chashav l'toyva. So that's a kal v'chayim that Yosef Rashi is learning that there's a hemshach in the pasukim. Asachas Elokim alaychi. So says even if I had wanted to, Shema bin koyme ani, meaning am I a koil yochol? Elokim is always the lashon of strength of kail. Do I have the koil, the yichaylus? Even had I wanted to do bad to you, v'haraya. You see, Zestuch, you see from your own actions that you were powerless to thwart and to thwart what was the Ratz and Hashem and to see what you wanted through. So me alone against 10 of my brothers, if you couldn't, 10 against 1, you couldn't win. So 1 against 10, I can do. So then Rashi did so. A little bit that needs a beer l'chayda, or a fleshing out more than an understanding. In the way Rashi is learning, is this exclamation, this expression of ki hasachas alakim ani. The way Rashi learns is shema bin kaimai ani, and then it goes on to explain bitmiya im hayisi roitz alayu klum ani yocha. Why are we going? It seems to be like a big stretch over here. I mean, you have to say asachas alekim alaychi in order to convey the idea that if I wanted to accomplish neged you a kavochayme, that you couldn't accomplish neged me. So kolshkein, that me against 10 brothers, I couldn't do anything. Do we have to go to the lengths to such a degree to say hasachas alekim ani? Ich bin ein rabbeinu shalayma. What is this? There's a level over here of meaning that's l'chayda, abyssal tifer, a little somewhat deeper than you read the Rashi Kipshuta. He's saying, the odds are against me. And Behemis, when you see the Sifonu, Behemis is mevayrit a little bit more. It's the same as Rashi, Mistama. But again, it's emphasizing and explaining the beer in Asachas Alekimani. Zokka Sifonu Azai. Ha'umnam ani dayan tachtav sha'od anachag zeyreisav. Am I then in a position to question the zeyres of the Rabbi Shalom? Am I then in a position, this is not Rabbi Shalom in the world. There's Ashkocha Protis, and there's a plan. And as I did, the Rabbi Shalom the Rabbi Shalom wanted it this way. So Hasachas Elokim Ani. Not so much that the odds are against me. I'm not about plukta of 10 brothers. I'm not about plukta of the Rabbi Shalom. This is what the Rabbi Shalom Hasachas Elokim Ani. As much as maybe I alone would not see the justice in it. So does that give me a right to question the plan and the din of the Rabbi Shalom? So I don't understand entirely the ganze chesed. Of lemaisa, I know two things. I know Ershin's asachas elokim ani that the Rebbeinu Shalom feared the belt. That's the underlying, the deeper foundation of the machloikis, so to speak, between Yosef and his brothers. Whereas the brothers did everything, the shvat and the shiftei kah seemed to do everything in order to try to control the destiny. In spite and in the face of the chaloinus, that the Rebbeinu Shalom revealed what the plan is, of the Shvatim held that they were in a position that they weren't bound, that they could be Adon Tachas Zeroiso. Like Rashi says, they sat down, they made a bezin, they put him in Chedem, and they did what they could. Obviously, they felt that it was all within the parameters of what was Mut'al Pidin, So al pidin, what they did, they held was not ritzicha. Oh, but there was a taina, the tefillah over here is not so much the aveda shula asma, coming gefin and aheta. And it's certainly not for us to say who was right. Oh, but on a level, let's call it of ashkafa, on a level of deyis, there was also a machloikis over here. The machloikis and the medish points out, we know that we say Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef is called Yosef at the appellation. Yosef HaTzadik. The Pasuk said Tzadik Bemunasa Yichya. The Medrash says on Yosef, the Medrash says, I believe it's in the end of Ayeshev, it brings the Pasuk Tzadik Bemunasa Yichya. Ze Yosef HaTzadik. Ze Yosef. And at the same time, the Medrash says over there that in return for saying, for asking the Saramashkin, the Saraifim, to be masking him to Paro, so in return for that, it says that it was tacked on 2 years that he would have to be in the Beis HaKelo over there as an Oynish. Tavos is given as an Oynish because for a person that's Tzadik Bemunasa Yichya, that's what it says in the Medrash. You look in the end of the Medrash Rab, in the end of Ayeshev. At the same time, the Medrash Tzadik Bemunasa Yichya. And then later that was a fee on Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik that's claimed to fame in terms of Ruchnius and his whole foundation of his Sitkis rested in his Emunah Bashem that the Rabbanu Shalom Hotech HaPlein, and it's not for me, Lodin Tachas B'Zay Yosef, Asachas Elikim Oni was not just an expression of it, of Yosef just to make a point, like it would be Mashmin Rashi. That was Yosef HaTzadik motto. Asachas Elikim Oni, Fatayt Yosef HaTzadik's approach to this world and to his relationship with Kesha is Yachas with the Rabbanu Shalom. In the Melech Tzadik Vamunasa Yichya, such a Yid, is a Melech, he can express the Lozoch HaSamashki Mesiyosef HaYishkocheyu, and he put his hopes of Tiftuchu Ben Divin. In the Melech reads the Prophet Asher Odom Asher Som Hashem Niftachot Leipone El Rehodim. So it says Zeh Yosef Asher 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 Som Hashem, maybe he doesn't bring the Pasuk Asher Tzadik Vamunasa Yichya, he brings the Pasuk Asher Odom Asher Som Hashem Niftachot Asher Ish Asher Som Hashem Niftachot, but there's Zeh Yosef Leipone El Rehodim. It says also Yosef that he turned to the Rehodim, he turned to the Sodom, and in order to get him out of the Beis HaKelo, Mitnezesh, they medish that it was, he got the oynish. Because he was Asher Isha Shasom Hashem Mishtacha, he was the Tzadik, the Munasa Yichya, he was the epitome, he represented that Mida of Tzadik, the Munasa Yichya, is a Mela, so whatever little Tviya that he was, you can imagine, a little bit, the Shtadlis, came back in the Shtadlis, right? The Rabbi Nishon sent them to me with a Cholim, and I was placed in the Cholim, and it came about, And he was brought up Ligdula, and he's sitting by Paroi. I mean, any rational person could look at that as Tachmamish. It's Hashkocha Pratis. I mean, if such a story would be in a book, I mean, today would be in a book of Hashkocha Pratis. Wouldn't be in a book of Tzadik Bemunas Achsaran of Emunah. When Abba Pikein said, for Yosef HaTzadik, on the dag of Yosef HaTzadik, Samunas Yichya, to avail himself of that opportunity, that type of a Hishtadlis, of Pan al Rahavim was for him a time. The antithesis of that you find in the Shvatim, which was again, whatever we're going to say in terms of the Maisa, Yehan Aveda, Nishkan Aveda, they held me, was a right after everything that the Rishonim speak out, the Sifonu and the Ramban, the Parshat Vayeshev and Mikates. But the bottom line is, there was certainly Yosef Hel, Azariz, Bukhari, and Demizel, Givan, Girach. He was saying that there was a Tviya over here, that if there was a Cholim, the Mahalach is, like it says, the Aviv Shama Asadav. The response, the reaction to a Cholim, which Rishonim say was a Nevuah. And Yosef held that he would be a Kaivish Nevuah by saying it over, which is why he sent it over to the brothers. He wasn't looking for trouble. But Cheshbainis aside, the Aviv Shama as Hadaba, Yosef will mitzape Masa Yikayim Hadaba. If it will be Niskayim, it will be Niskayim. Agnish. Not for us. It's not for us to micromanage the Rabbanu Shalom's Cheshbainis and Rabbanu Shalom's plans. That was the Taina here. Vayom Alein Yosef Al Tiro. Ki Asachas Elokim Ani Zokhtes Funu Nochamal. Well, I then second guess the Gzeiros, the Anish, Misha haya shalit me'itoi la'asoysam. And here's nochavot. Dr. Sifunu. So how does that, how is that atem chashav? What's the hemshah atem chashavtem alay ro elokim chashav l'toyva? How does that fit in here to the context? Because the whole context over here is they're toxic before, that they're afraid. The hashav yashav lanu as kol ro hashav gamalu oysam. They're afraid that he's going to take the karma. So in that context, Zok Yosef HaSadik, Ki Asachas Elohim, I'm going to be holding Tachas Zayr Yosef, Atem Chashavtem, to the degree that I'll then avenge myself, that I'm going to take revenge on the ones that are doing no more than carrying out a shlichus from the Baruch Shalom. Apella de Kazav. As great as the Avul was, and Yosef didn't have his, wasn't in denial, in the sense that he was a tremendous Avul that the Shvatim did. Clearly, Zichya held like that. Chazal held like that. So Yosef held like that. But at the same time, he says the Avul is something that they did. But to avenge, to take revenge is the pshat, that you're looking at what happened as being controlled and choreographed. You don't take revenge with Moshe. If somebody sends somebody else to do an avla to you, to go give you a patch, who are you going to take revenge for? The guy who gave you the patch? Well, you know that he gave somebody $10. He says, here, tell the kid, here, go give Yana a patch in public. Go be Mevayashem. You're going to take revenge from the kid? Mishkan Badas, you know why he did it? He had an incentive. He did it. He held no ill will. It's gone. So this Hamashu, the Rabbeinu Shalom, has a plan. And the Melech Yosef, the Munasa Yichya, said that this is what was supposed to happen regardless. Whether they would have sold me or they wouldn't have sold me, maybe it would have come about after Besser Eifen Kenzai, it could have come out in any way, shape or form. This was ultimately the Hashkocha and the plan. That we should come down, like we'll see, it says in last week's parashah, he was saying, this is the Hashkocha. The fact that you played a role in it, that's an Aveda, Benod Mechaveda. Right? Mitzidi, but more so, the Ikatayna and the Tfiyah, he was able to see beyond the Menod Mechaveda is an Aveda. That wasn't the Goyden. That's not why I'm here. The Aveda is, you have to answer to the Rabbeinu Shalom for what you did to me. You don't have to answer to me what you did to me, in the sense that I look at it that if not for you, this never would have happened. That's a kfira. At that point, it becomes something. I mean, that's the strong of a lot. Obviously, shiftei kah. But we're saying over here, there's a chisadon in the deyus. At the point, it becomes a chisadon in deyus and hashkafa satayda, when a person views his matziv ultimately as being controlled and the result of what another human being did. That's in effect what you're doing is you're factoring out the Rabbeinu Shalom from the belt. You're removing the Rabbeinu Shalom shlita and role. He doesn't play a role over here. And the Mela, it's not only that you did me an avla, you gave me a path. You're the reason for the path. And if not for you, it never would have happened. That's what you're taking the comma from. That's where the chshash nekama comes from. The shvatim that are thinking along the lines of nekama is because by them, where the whole thrust of the whole maisa of the mechida was to thwart and to control ultimately that they have a say, and they're going to ultimately decide whether he's going to be hamalach timloi chaleinu and marshal timshal bama. So from their perspective, now that the tables turned, and now that Yosef is the shalat al ha'aretz, is the melech. So now Yosef is in the position to dictate. Yosef is going to dictate now, and is going to ascribe blame. Right? This happened because of this. You're responsible for this. Yosef, that's not my way. So Yosef al tido. When it comes to the comma, Zochnish meinin again, mechila. Person, you have a taina, ben am chaveda, that doesn't remove. On the one hand, person can have tarumis, and there's a chiyuv for Reuven if he did an avla to Shimon, he's mechiyuv to go over and mifayis him, but to view it that he is the goyim of what happened, as this the goyim. He has a mitzvah, he has a chiyuv in the Torah, v'hachlu re'acha kamaycha, and he fell short of that, and he victimized somebody, and for that he's mechiyuv the betzach to be mifayis him and to receive mechila. And then he can approach the Rabbeinu Shalom and get mechila from the Rabbeinu Shalom. Of a ki'ilu that that you did it, and it only happened to me because of you, otherwise, anish, that's where, at that point is nekama. Otherwise, it's tarumis, it's not revenge. Revenge you want to get at the head, at the source, at the shaydish. A person who has revenge is sweet, because it's tit for tat. But you did this to me, I'm going to do this to you. That's the yisoy, the shaydish of nekama. The melos of the sifonu. I'm the dayan who's going to be manish you. So Rabban Shalom in the veil. You have to answer to Rabban Shalom just like I have to answer to Rabban Shalom. In advance of answering to Rabban Shalom, as part of that process, you have to ask Mechila, you have to nefias me before you can expect to go to Rabban Shalom and to receive a slicha and to wafakar tas v'shalom. Otherwise, there'll be an einish. Of the achvin, the manish. I'm the person over here that's going to be the dayan ki'ilu, that I view you as that what happened to me is as a direct result of something that you did. Kimoy bezin hamavatol divrei bezin chaveiro. So the sifonu asachas alekim ani. And the Rebbeinu Shalom was geyser like this, not because of you. He wasn't geyser that I should be in Mitzrayim because of you. You have the chida. There's the idea. The idea is the Yisrael HaTzadik had to be paved away by Shulchani Elikim Lefneichem Losim Sheidis Ba'adetz. So the chida has no shaykhis. There's a cheshbon on the level of the chida. You weren't. The Banish will not have the taina. I can have a taina on you too. That's not why it's here. That's not why this happened. Ki omnam ayisam shlucha b'zebeli sachet. Like it says earlier, Parak Memhei and Pasuk Ches. Earlier, Pasuk Vayigash, I believe him. Pasuk Vayigash, Loyatem Shalachem Oisi Heino Kiyo Elokim Vayisi Meni Lo'ol Lefader Lo'odin Lo'ol Beisam Moshav. And that's the Hemshich in the Pesuk. Vayatem Chashavtem Alay Roch Elokim Chashav Lefader. Meaning, notwithstanding, not like Rashi is learning that he's making a Kal V'Chaymer. Sifonu was learning it more Yisoidiyusli, more in the kishkis of what's going on over here beneath the surface. Not Stam he's making a Kal V'Chaymer. He's saying, even if I wanted to, could I thwart, could I stand up against you? V'haraya Kal V'Chaymer, you try to do bad to me, you couldn't do it. 10 against 1, so 1 against 10. Not the word. The word is, Ki Asachas Elokim Oni. And to that extent, and in that awareness, and in the context of the Rabbeinu Shalom fearing the veil, is a melech what you did to me on a personal level. I can't take what you did to me as a you were guiding it. You're a shliach. You're a shluch of me'ez hamokon to do what happens. Memeila, ba'atem chashavtem alai ro. It's taka true. You intended to do bad, and you didn't have it. Not that Memeila, so what could I, and you couldn't do it, so what could I do? No. Atem chashavtem alai ro. It's taka emes. Oh, but there's a shia to that. Atem chashavtem alai ro. It means, shneitza. Benom l'chaveidoi, chavatayin after. Oh, but nekama. And l'kim chashav l'toiva. It had to happen. And whatever the Rabbanu Shalom called Ma'azav the Rachman al-Tab of it. So I'm going to take revenge because you were fearing guys. Ultimately, the Machshava, the plan of the Rabbanu Shalom, doesn't make sense. That was a good thing. What happened was a good thing. It had to be because the Rabbanu Shalom did it. If you did it, it's a bad thing. With the realization and with the recognition that it's the Rabbanu Shalom comes along also, that Mevela, it's a good thing. You can't split the two things. If it's you, then it's takabir. But if I'm ready, and it's a tzaddik ben munasa yichya, that is a rabbi shalala, then it's a lekim hashava, then it's l'taiva. So if it's l'taiva, so what's revenge? You did this to me, I'm going to do this. If you did me a taiva, I'm going to do you a taiva. It's yidi and the chida. It's yidi and the chida. It's the end of it. He made the wrong choice, but he had to die. He would have died a different way. You're not getting killed because he wasn't supposed to die. You're getting killed because you killed them, and their bones will tell you no. That's a different shaila. I mean, whether they, either they were now mechuyev mis or they weren't mechuyev mis. I don't know that they were mechuyev, and even if they mechuyev, doesn't mean that he could leave it to Rabban Shlom. He said, "Shemaim." You're assuming that there was a chet over here that was mechuyev, and then we're getting back into the realm of the Rishonim shailas over here. I'm trying to avoid the shailas. I'm studiously trying to avoid the issues. Oh, they were right. He was right. He wasn't right. If he wasn't right, it's not that there's an underlying bikuah going on over here on a level of dais and hashkafa that really revolves very much around the issues of Yudi and Bechira, in the sense that Yosef, notwithstanding whether he did a lifnim mishus hadin and he could have killed them, he couldn't have killed them, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, it's for another time. It's a discussion. It's a valid discussion. But the point is that I don't think that in any way. Is really addresses the more fundamental issues of what he's telling them over here. Revenge nekama pasnish. Revenge is an expression, is the antithesis, is the hepuch of everything Yosef stood for. And everything that happened to him. And everything that went, he would have went against everything that, he would have went with everything that the Shvatim stood for by taking him out. The revenge would have represented everything that the Shvatim were trying to do, by trying to thwart the Rabban Shalom. So he's saying, I'm going to show you can't thwart them. And the Rabban Shalom can't show you. The Rabban Shalom can't, is not in charge of seeing to it that the Chalamis will be in the sky and in being managed them. Whatever happened was mukhaf to happen. Maybe for something else that Yosef did, a different ma'aseh of a similar bonim. There's nothing in the world that happens because you want to do it. Can't be. Kol ma'ad ovid rachmana l'tav ovid means only naturally occurring events. Is that there are things that happen in the world that's outside the purview of the Hashkafas Hashem. He's left alone, the Rabban Shalom, it's not toiv, the Rabban Shalom, it's not, there's no gzeira, it shouldn't happen, it's not because I'm responsible, it's not because of avedis that I did, it's not because of something that Klal Yisrael has to go through, there's no reasons for it, it's just because Reuven got it into his head to kill Shimon, so mele ahot of kaka, Reuven has the koyach to kill Shimon, without him being mechuyev misa. They think that there are areas in the belt that the Rabban Shalom is, he leaves up to a person, and if it's, Reuven does, could be Reuven does, but was Shimon shouldered? He said, you're killing Reuven because Shimon shouldn't be shouldered? Because Shimon shouldn't be responsible for what Reuven did? No, that's not so. I mean, whatever happens in the world is the reason for it. Chinuch says, let's read the Chinuch. It sounds like it's my, I don't want to make it sound like it's my, I think some of the questions are probably rooted in the fact that it sounds like, maybe it sounds like a very big Chiddush. The Chinuch says this. Chinuch in the mitzvah, of Reish, mitzvah Reish Ramal of Shaloi Linkain, state in the Chinuch, Mishra Shaya Mitzvah, Shayeda Ha'odam Ve'yitain Aliba, Kichol asher yikreyu mitoyv adra husibe shetavay olam me'ez Hashem Baruch Hu. Sounds like a very definitive, absolute, ironclad rule to me. Sheyeda adam yitan libay. It doesn't mean naturally occurring events. Kichol asher yikreyu mitoyv adra. Whether it's a tsunami, right, or it's a holocaust. It's husibe shetavay olam me'ez Hashem Baruch Hu. That in no way mitigates and absolves and justifies it from the perspective of the person who's doing it. He's a boicher. And he doesn't have to be, he chose to be the shliach in the sense that the Rabban Shalom is habit shluchim lamakom. It would have happened. But it didn't have to be you. It was you, that's a function of your bechida. The Rabban Shalom doesn't force people to do things against their will. And it becomes immediately clear. Again, it's not my pshat in the chinuch. You'll hear it. Listen carefully. ומיד האדם, מיד איש אחיו, מיד האדם, מיד איש אחיו. We're not talking about divine retribution here. לא יהיה דבר בלתי רצון השם ברוך הוא. Okay. כשיצערהו או יחיבהו אדם. When you're victimized and you're aggravated or set upon pain by another individual, yeda benafsha ki avinaisav garma, that if it happened, it had to be allowed to happen. The Rabbi Shem signed off on it. You can't be victimized by another human being. That's the pshat hasachas alakim on. To that degree, then you're taka hasachas alakim. He's left alone. The Rabbi Shem would not have done it. If it wasn't supposed to, there was no cheshbon for it to happen. But there's this little area of the veil that's immune from the hashgacha and the plan of the Rabbi Nishlan. It's kenner zayin. Is alkein kishe yetzayireu yachiveu adam yeide benavshe ki avinayis of garmai v'Hashem yizbarach gazer olav bekach v'lo yashiz machshevayis of linkoim mimenu. And the meila, it shouldn't occur to the person, oh, I have to avenge myself, I have to take revenge, look what he did to me. Specifically Nekam. He doesn't say this in every other mitzvah. You want to have kindness? You can have kindness. The halach is you can have tarumis. You have a schus that he should come over and unifies you. You have a schus not to be meichel him until he goes through a certain process. Oh, but Nekam? So that's not shayach. Why? Because he's not the underlying reason why the thing happened. The Mela, Harumas, you can have. You have a taina, you have a taina. There are ways of dealing with that. You can have a taina on a person without regarding him as being, you can have a taina of volunteering to carry out something that pained you. He signed up for the job of paining you. So for them, that's a taina. But the taina is not because I'm in pain and without you it never would have happened. That is the shayish in the comment. When a person thinks, like again the marshal, when to the extent Avivai, that you identify him as being the sibba for the ra, the sibba is what you avenge yourself on. You don't avenge yourself on the hechatimtza, how it came about. So as terrible as it was, don't confuse what happened with the taina, right? With what this a person with the tviya and the taina that you have on the individual that was the shliach me'ez hamokim for carrying it out. In a sense, we don't want to get justified. The shliach me'ez hamokim, the thing is, I mean, come adav achman tab of it. It's not good. Rather, it's good. Otherwise, it never would have happened. It's good. It's good if it's avedis. It's good to get the einish here. If it's yisurim, so it's yisurim. Whatever it is. Zokte ki avoin hu hamesaver. Zokte chinuch, the avoin ultimately is the goyim. Ukemoy shama David alav Hashalom henichu loy vikalel ki amal loy Hashem Yizbarach. That's Hashem Yizbarach in the pasuk. Amal loy Hashem. Pasuk in Shmuel Beis, Perek Tazayin, Pasuk Yud Aleph, it says henichu loy vikalel. And Shimi was cursing, Shimi ben Gera was cursing David at this pivotal point. David had the nevuah that he was supposed to take on the malchus, and Shimi was standing and cursing him, and his men, David's people, wanted to avenge themselves and carry out a din. David HaMelech says, "Hanichu levikalel ki amal Hashem." So as Mifragin, so I is a married by malchus, as Mukhayamis. Again, these are issues. Obviously, halachically, they have to be worked out. Right? Obviously, the Bezin can't just say Hanichulai v'yichalal Shabbos ki amalai Hashem. Obviously, there are certain ironclad definitive moments and things that the Torah expressly states that Bezin is the shliach. The same way that they are shluchim to do bad things, there's a shliach also that the Rebbeinu Shem designates that at certain times, and I'll be the chukay of the Torah, that you're the shliach and the Rebbeinu Shalom to admonish the individual. Here, for whatever reason, David held that he wasn't b'bechinas marid malchus, where he held that it was a reshus to the malach, he wasn't absolutely mechuyif. Whatever, again, will work out the alpidin, the exact situation over there. But clearly, it's not in a situation where mechalalef. The Torah says mechalalef ma'isuma. Bezin doesn't say hanichu lo v'yichalal es haShabbos yom la'Hashem. Over here was this an area where David held that the Maisa Nekama, the root of at least what was the what was being guided, the Kanoyas over here, in order to avenge themselves of Shimei, was a certain perception that the Anashim maybe took the opportunity to teach them this lesson. That there was this was a situation where they were viewing what Shimei was doing as he was acting. He was acting, and David understood, acting on his own, independent of the Hashkachas Hashem. And David understood there was a reason for that. He was Mipnei Avinoisov, that had to happen. And Mimele, it wasn't a situation that would allow for Nekama. Tala Inyan Bechetta, Veloy Bishimi Ben Gaida. This is a Moyle Dekami, Soyle Sticker, Chinuch. In the Inyan for Namuna Hashkach. And that's exactly what the Sefonu is learning, which again is a level beneath the way what Rashi is learning, more direct, more oriented towards the Hashkafa and the Deyus Rais over here, is what the Sefonu is saying, Al Tiro Ki Asachas Alekim Ani. It means that that's a Chisodon. You're viewing, you think I'm viewing you as the Siva of the Ra. I'm not the Siva of the Ra. If you're not the Siba of the Ra, so one thing I know, Zok Yosef, Atem Chashavtem Alay Ra, Abis Selekim Chashav L'Toiva. If it's the Rabbani Shalom, so it's Toiv. And we mail it to the extent that it's the Rabbani Shalom and it's Toiv, the Kama doesn't pass. Like the Chinuch said. Because you're not the Siba, and it's Nishra. It's the Rabbani Shalom and it's Kama the other, the Achman L'Tav of it. The Kama doesn't pass. The Kama doesn't pass. You want to know, what's with Einish? Einish obviously felt that he wasn't Mechoyev. Or he couldn't, or he wasn't Mechoyev. Whatever. But the Kama, we're addressing over here. Hashev Yashiv Lanu Eis Kol HaRosh HaGamalnu Eisai the Shvatim HaChayshish, he's going to avenge himself. This is the Kama. V'ad Tzadik Ben Munasai Yichya V'ad Fru Meyid, the Kama is not an option. Except, of course, like you find by Pinchas, the Maisa Zimri, says the Kanais Kinasi Bisaicha. We are over there, Rashi says the Kanais Kinasi is Binakmayas Nikmasi. Kanais Kinasi means Pinchas stood up mit Kanois because it was the Kanais Kinasi. It was Nakmayas, it was the Rabbanish. The Tviya is because you're acting apart and separate and independent. That's the whole Tviya. The whole Chisadan and the whole Deus Rois in the Kama is that you're acting apart from the Rabbanish. I mean, he died in Shadan Tachas Gzeiroisa. Of a mensch, where the Torah says that Kanoim Poygenbar, that is Niskanoi in the Nekama from the Rabban Shalom, it says in the Torah, Kel Kana, the Rabban Shalom says Kel Kana, and on a certain darga, a person could have no Negias over here. It's Kuloi, he's doing it, the Kana is Nikmas, the Nokmay is Nikmasi, so then forget, then he's a Shliach. Then what he's doing is the Hefer of Nekama. Then what he's doing is Mitarech Kanoi is Nikmasi. He's carrying out the Rabban Shalom. He's carrying out over here the Rabbanu Shalom's plan. That is, that doesn't fall under the Nekama. That's the Hepuch of Nekama. That didn't exist here by Yosef, again, whatever reason. That Kanoim Poygen Boy did not exist there. The Medrash says in the Chilta. The says in the Parshas Bishalach, in the beginning of Parshas Bishalach, it says that it says Achamushim Olu Bnei Yisrael Me'et Yisrael Vayikach Moishas Atz Mishoyset Imad. So the Medrash, it's brought in Yalkut as well. Famous similar Gemaras by other people, but it says like this. It says that Hayu Mahalach Aron Shal Yosef in Maron Chay Olamim. It says the Aron of Yosef was traveling along with the Aron Abris of the Torah. V'hayu Oivim V'shavrim Oivim, and people who would witness it would say Mativan Shal Shnei Aronis Halalu. V'asa D'Shaiches the Aron of Yosef. It's a person. Person, he's an individual. He's a boss of Adam. Ishkan Labedeke. How could you carry this in the midbar in Aron Chay Olamim? What's the Shaykhis? So he said, and the answer that would be answered was, This is the Aron of the Mace, and this is the Aron of the Chai Olam. So for Aron Lahem, Matiwa Shal Mace, Lahalach and Maron Chai Olam? They said, that begs the question. So what's the Shaitis? What's the Shaitis? For Aron Lahem, Hamunich Ba'aron Zeh Kiyam Ashakasov, Bemunich Ba'aron Zeh. Adem Mace, this Yosef Hatzadik, that Munich Ba'aron Zeh was Kiyam Ashakasov Ba'aron Zeh. He's a Hashvah, it's a vision. The mitzvahs, the Torah mitzvahs, and the mekayimei ha-Torah mitzvahs. And then the in terms of COVID, obviously it's a tremendous COVID. I mean, the issue here seems to be one of COVID or fakert or the bizoyan. How come they held that it was a zilzal? Aron chay olamim and aron chana meis. They said this meis represents a kiyum from Torah mitzvahs, no less than the aron chay olamim. And then it goes to at length. It says b'munach, it gives examples. The munach barin zeksiv la yilucholi him achayim. There are in Faitzach Aseres Adibris. It says la yilucholi him achayim. Ubi Yosef ksiv esroli him ani yare. There it says la sisa. Ubi Yosef ksiv chay paro. And so on. Bezeksiv, I skip it. Bezeksiv anoichi Hashem alekecha. The first thing. Here it says anoichi. Ubiyaisiv siv hasachas alekim ani. In this one it says anoichi Hashem alekecha. The hashva of anoichi Hashem alekecha, the expression, Yosef's fealty, his loyalty, and his kiyum, his zehidus in anoichi Hashem alekecha, far matan taida, was expressed in the words hasachas alekim anoichi. Zdar ribayne shlanu in the belt. My brothers, we have to remember. This is Dar Rabbi Nishma. And then it goes on and it says, Bezek Siv, Laisikon Velaisita. In this one it says, Laisikon Velaisita. And Siv in Ayosef state of Atem Chashavtem Alayro Alekin Chashav Lutay. This is what the Chinuch and the Sukhona are saying. These two psukim, the kasha is, Ki Asachas Alekim Oni. Bezeksiv anoichi Hashem alekecho, bezeksiv asachas alekim. Zidar Rabbeinu Shalom. Ed is the Siva. Like the Chinuch says, Kol sheyikreu meitoi v'adrohu Siva meis hamokim yizbora. In memeile v'atem chashavtan alayro, bezeksiv loisika v'loisita, memeile nekoma is nechai. Nekoma, specifically nekoma. Not sinas chinam, not... There's something about nekoma. Nekoma is an expression, is... Nekama is the expression of that there's something other than the Ribbono Shel Olam that was guiding what happened. That gives way, that motivates a person to Nekama, specifically. More so, and Stam, Abtainis, hating the person, that could all be an expression of, as Nish the Sibah. He's not the Sibah, but I hate him all the same. Of the Nekama, Yipshat. You did to me, I'm doing for you. There's no Ribbono Shel Olam. To some degree, you're factoring out the Ribbono Shel Olam. You did to me, that's mechayev me to do back to you. So it's a mirror image. It would be a mirror image of the, whatever the tefiya in Beis was on the Shvatim. Yosef acting with Nekama would be to some degree signing up to the Hashgacha, to the Beis. And the Melech does of Yosef, I don't know about you, but me is Asachas Elohim Ani, Tzadik Be'emunasa Yich. The Yisai, the Shaydish of the Maisa started in Parshas Vayeshev, where it says that he told them over the Chalaimus. And the last thing that the Pasuk says in relating that is Vayikanu Bayechav, if it says that they hated him once or twice, Hayasifu Aitznoi Aitzai, the last thing that it says is Vayikanu Bayechav, Vayikanu Bayechav, Kina. Kina, like we saw in the Rashi, in Parshas Pinchas, on the Pasuk, Bekanoi is Kinasi, Zok Rashi, Benochmai is Nekmasi. Kina and Nekama are inextricably related. Al Pi Hanal, what we've been discussing, the pshat is like we explained, because in essence, the kina is really the emotion, the feeling. In feelings, it's called kina. In actions, in maisa, ultimately, in feeling guys, in seeing through the process, as it becomes as it dictates, as it dictates my actions, it's called a chumash. What's the tzara shava? The tzara shava is that they're both on the veya, the source of both of them, is from a perspective of somebody that's, to some degree, is a denial of the Ribbono Shel Olam's role. It's kina. Why does he have it? I should have it. That's why Maisa does. We all understand logically. Obviously, in the realm of feelings, it's hard to control those feelings. But Bemis, when you break it down, it's not kina. Whatever the chinuch said over here after Kama, just as well, there's no issa in the Torah, there's no love of kina. Had there been a love of kina in the Torah, it's a feeling, it's a haggish. There's no love in the Torah of kina, as far as I know. Not a good thing, obviously. But what he's expressing over here, Shorosh HaMitzvah in the Kama, is just as appropriate, and it's actually the Haskalah of them, is in the feelings of Kenneth. Again, there's Reuben and there's Shimon. What you have should be mine. And I don't have it because you have it. You don't have it because the Rebbe gave it to you because he decided that you should have it. And if the Rebbe would want me to have it, he can give it to me too. And me and you, we're not mutually exclusive. We both have the same Ribbono Shel Olam who's deciding what everyone gets. But in Pasuk state that the Shvatim, the Shiftei Kol perspective was Vayikanu Bayachav. And the Mele, the Vayikanu Bayachav led them to this whole Sipa HaDvarim where they believe that they're in a position of controlling the destiny, so to speak, the hashkacha of the chalav, and they tried everything within their power to thwart it. And the emes, everything came back. Everything came back. Ultimately, whatever they did, was the emes brought the chaloimis to be in the sky in first. That is ultimately, that's the lesson. That you can't do that. And to the extent that we try to control it, all we're doing is we're bringing Yosef to Mitzrayim. Maybe not in the way that he would have chosen, but he's a tzaddik of Nasa Yichi enough to realize that that's the Chatnish Tzedek. That was required to happen. And Mimela, it happened. Fakeret. Every bit that they pushed that it shouldn't happen was that much more bringing it to fruition. Bringing more and more the Hashgachas Hashem, the plan, to fruition. The Pasuk says, when we finish with this, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, you were in my car, in the car I was in last night, so I apologize. Yeah. I heard it. The Pasuk says in Mishlei, Chaye Psodim Lev Marpe, a healthy heart invigorates and gives life to all the Eivarim, to all the Psodim, Lashon Rabbim, all the Eivarim of the individual. A person with a healthy heart, Patech a healthy Ramach Eivarim. The Ben Yonis is the Chiddush of that is, but typically a refuah generally is a refuah in one Eivar, but it's going to be Goyim Ra elsewhere. So if you're Ben Yonis, that's not so, the Inyan, the Chaye Psodim. I'm sorry, the Inyan, the Leid Marfei. A Leid Marfei is good for the entire body. The refuah, the Leid, that has within it, carries within it the therapeutic and the healthful benefits of a yashir sticker. Heart, that heart is a chayif and ala b'sorim. What is that leiv marpeh? What is that? It would be a healthy heart. Does that mean I don't have anger? Does that mean that I don't have kinah? What constitutes sezokter ben yoyna? This is in Mishlei, the Perek Yud Dalet, Pasuk Lamed. So Ben Yoyna says, Sotir Ben Yoyna, Rav Refuah is Poyalos L'mikta Seidvonim V'nezek L'miktasim. Most of the Refuahs have these side effects. V'leid hasavlonus chaye kol ha'ivarim. So the leid marfa is a leid of a savlon. A person who's patient, Bides his time, so to speak. He's savile things in life. without reacting. Certainly not with he's deliberative. Things happen, he takes it. If things happen to him, he doesn't jump to a conclusion. He doesn't attempt to, again, to put blame. He thinks he's a Rabbeinu Shalom. He's a Savlon. That's the Yisoid of Savlonis. The end of the Pasuk is, as we know in Mishlei, so we will know by now that Mishlei is always the Dove of Hippuchai. Chayeb Sodom Lev Marpei. Urikav Atzoma is Kinnah. The opposite of the Chayeb Sodom, the healthful Levodim, which is the Lev Marpei, a Lev of a Savlon, which creates a healthy body from beginning, from top to bottom. The opposite, which is the Rekav Atzomis, Rabbeinu Yoni explains, it's even that Atzomis, the hard Atzomis, it could rot. Mitzad Echad, on one extreme, you have the Chiyos of even the Basa. Not only the Chiyos, it's harder to be Mechaya Basa, it's more supple, it's flesh, than a bone. A bone, it takes a long time for a bone. I mean, a skeleton can lay for until it disintegrates. To maintain healthy bones is much easier than maintaining the healthy. Chayeb Sarim is a Lev Marpeh. Mi'idach Yisa, Kina could be the rekev of all atzomis, and even the atzomis loy mi by the evadim. About filu the atzomis, it will rot away. Zok the Rabbeinu Yoina, nikra leiv have savlon leiv marpe, lefishu marpe legufay lenafshoy min akas ha'yogan. Why is it called a leiv marpe? What is a savlon? He's identifying it. How does he know that? How does he know it's a savlonis? How does Rabbeinu Yoina know leiv marpe savlonis? He says because it's marpei from the ikar diseases that disease a person's heart and a person. The ikar diseases, emotionally, psychologically, what bring a person down is yogain and kas. Depression, marashchoida, and kas eat away at a person. That's the rekiv of that somas, is the yogain and the kas. Tumashinema v'hose kas milibecha. And so on. The rekiv at somas kinder. From the disease of kinna will be mirakev even the atzomis. The erech inyan akinna behipach inyan leiv marpe. And we're setting up over here on the one hand kinna, on the other hand leiv marpe, which is savlonis. Why? Zokdem ipnei she toilodes hakinna mimokim toilodes hakas. Because kinna evolves from a point. Kinna, the source of kinna is the same source as kas. That's a pier. Kinna and kaas is a peer. Min hamarashchay. That's a depression. Those are feelings of inadequacy that a person has, insecurities and inadequacy that plague a person and haunt him. That marashchay, which causes depression, that is the thing that leads a person. The reaction to that is that I'm embittered and I'm jealous of somebody else because I'm not a sameach in what I have. Because I'm unhappy with my lot in life. I'm the Mara Shoida. I feel inadequate. And the Mela, that's the source. Zokhtar Kinna and Kas. Me'idach Yisa. What's the opposite of that? The Lev Marta of Savlon. How is one the opposite of the other? The answer is because Kinna is a reflection, like we've been speaking, is in a world without a Rabbeinu Shlomo. Without a living, breathing. Achei Oilam. In a Velt on Achei Oilamim. Is male, a person could be very embittered and very jealous. Because, Sephus, why does he have that and I don't have that? I should have that. I have to take care of this, I have to take care of that. You're in charge of everything. You're in control of everything that you can't even control. So how could you be anything other than Fadbisan and jealous? The whole thing is a fantasy. You convince yourself that the Shekilu, that Yen has it because he took it from you. The ganze Sache is doch adimyon. You base your life off a ganze adimyon, a Welt without a Rebbeinu Shlomo, it's out of control. And then you put yourself into that void, kilo, and I'm responsible for making sense out of all this. Well, none of this would be happening if I would be doing my job properly. I could control, because Yen, he has a nicer house, nicer car, better chavrusa. But this, the whole thing is doch hashtus. So is he talking that the person is going to be anything other than ridden with jealousy and kas, and Fashteitzach, number one victim of the kas is himself. So you're talking that the person won't be embittered and angry at his lot and at himself and inadequate. That's the pshat kinim, and meidach yisa, you have a savlanus. Savlanus is a person recognizes patience, not in control. Tzedar Rabbanu Shalom. I'm the makabel. Soivel, by definition, he said, you're the makabel. You're on the receiving end. Your job is to receive. Our job over here is not to control what goes on. When we think that we're supposed to, we can, and we should be controlling, it's inevitable, Zofiyah Ben Yoyne, that's a marashchayda that will lead a person ultimately to nothing but kaas v'kinna. Meile shteytuch in posse, vayikanu bo yechot, av aviv, v'shama asadav. The aviv was soifel. The opposite from Vayikanu Bayechav was, the Aviv, it doesn't say that the Aviv, he was happy, he was sick. The Aviv was Shaman. Mitzapeh Masai Yagiyah Adam. The Shvatim were tempting fate, trying to control the Chalomis, the reality. As if Aviv Shaman has Adam. And then the Pasuk says in Vayigash, Va'atah, Al Te'otzvu Val Yichar Ve'inechem, Ki Shalachtem Oisiheinu, Ki lemichya shulchani alikim lefneicha. This person, Ata el teyotzvu. Why is he telling them? Sounds like he's trying to console them, Kipshuta. Don't be down. Al yichar b'aynechem, don't be mir. Mir at who? What? Ki shulachtem b'aysiyani, ki lemichya shulchani. They didn't have air. What is it? Ki lemichya shulchani alikim lefneicha. Don't be upset, and don't be down, don't be angry. You should be angry. You should be upset. Right? You should have charata. Why is he consoling them for? Doesn't matter. You want to say you're not taking revenge? That's a good. That's what we're saying here. I'm not going to take revenge. That's a good. I mean, you tell the person you try to kill, you try to sell me away, maybe try to kill me. Don't let it bother you. Don't be too upset about it. This that you sold me. Is the pshat is meiridik. Is the two things that the Rabbeinu Yoina says over here. These are the two things that the Rabbeinu Yoina says. Mipnei lefi shehu marpe legufay lenavshay min hakas v'hayoga. The lev marpe is called a lev marpe. That lev marpe, that savlonis, that midah of savlonis, saves a person from two things: from kas and from yogay. Va'ata al teyotzu, don't be yogay. Va'al yichar beinechem, don't be the kas. He's not consoling them. He's driving home the message over here, Vaita. Walking away by thinking that you grabbed it, did an Aveda. But the Aveda was just basically a reflection of your failure to control the events properly. Is missing the point entirely. To the extent that the Shvatim would go away saying, you know what? Behemoth, you know, it was a mistake. We mismanaged over here what we should have been. We were trying to do something over here good, and it turned out it was a bad thing. To the extent that you hold it was a bad thing, is Melabista Vaita, you're still in the same brach, you're still with the same problem over here. That the only thing is that there's a certain admission, that there's a recognition that you did a bad job. That the Vayikanu Bayechav, the ability and the willingness, the rasan to control the events was proper. We miss over here, we miscalculated. What we ended up doing, it turned out, we thought it was good, it ended up being bad. It didn't end up being bad, Zofi Yosef. It ended up being good. Ata al teyotzu. Your atzvus and your kas, al yichar beinechem. Don't be because, he's not saying, take it easy, you know, it's okay, I don't mind. He's saying, your kas, the potential, yogain and kas, is a reflection, vita, of the same aveda over here, that you don't yet recognize. That it's atem chashavtem al ayro b'selikim chashav l'toiva. If it's alikim chashav l'toiva, so in Mele there's no atzlus and there's no charoin af. There's charot af an aveira. There's charot avada. If you did an aveira, you're supposed to know that you did an aveira. I'm not telling you that you should take that lightly, the fact that you did the aveira. But don't let the aveira be in your minds. Don't understand it as being that we miscalculated over here. Be'emes, the mitzad, the deus, we were on the right track. But be'emes, we taka shouldn't have done it, and because we did it, it came out bad. If because you did it, it came out bad, you're missing the entire boat. Whatever you did was good. What was bad was What was bitul was that you're trying to do good. That was the problem. That you held that you were in a position to do good. That was the problem. Not that you did bid. There was no bid done. You held that it was your achrayus to see to it that the chaloimus won't be niskayim, and that's a good thing. So there, now you're upset about what? That it didn't work out? He says, no. Depression and anger is not a reflection of charata of tshuva. The chesaron is that he was an aveir that was done.